For many, the political discussion involving Muslims and terrorist attacks is confined to remarks on TV, talk radio, and the Internet. For members of Decatur's Muslim community, such talk also came in a series of harassing phone calls to the city's only mosque. Mosque board member Patty Ramsey heard some of the calls, which came in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino.
First, he was just rather belligerent and using foul language, and then he finally left a message threatening the people here, saying that you better keep your women and children away, and I've warned you. I reported that to called the police, and we made a police report, and then he was arrested.
I imagine, especially with a smaller community like this, that this must have been pretty disturbing to have happen.
Yes, I agree. I would say that some of the message that he had left was, you know, do you believe in Sharia? It seemed like it was a lot of talking points that you hear on talk radio these days.
That's Farah Mahmoud, another member of the mosque. She and Patty Ramsey were among a gathering of five area Muslims who spoke with me at Decatur's mosque, an ordinary-looking building on the city's north side. The building used to be a Lutheran school, and there's no dome or minaret or other features traditionally associated with a mosque. But Muslims come there to pray five times a day.
Allahu Akbar.
That's Farah Mahmoud's husband, Dr. Rana Mahmoud, a neurologist leading prayers on this particular afternoon for about eight men plus a smaller group of women in a separate room. The phone calls to the mosque are one example of hostility to Muslims that worries the Mahmoud's daughter, 21-year-old Ines Mahmoud, a student at the University of Illinois Urbana campus. I should note that Ines and the other women I met at the mosque were all wearing headscarves as part of the Muslim tradition of hijab.
I have a lot of friends who wear the hijab, and I think that these remarks, they affect Muslim women more because they're visibly Muslim, and I think that these remarks, they actually target them because when people see them, they recognize them as Muslim first off, and I think that a lot of my friends are scared now. I'm walking to classes, especially late at night, and that worries me. And it also worries me for my children because this political climate right now, it's so anti-Muslim, it's so anti-minorities that it's worrisome to me in that sense.
But wearing the hijab hasn't been a problem for Wissam Hasnain, the daughter of immigrants from Egypt who moved to Decatur from the Chicago suburbs.
When we moved down here, I was a little concerned because Decatur being a small town and moving from, you know, a bigger city, you know, I was a little concerned, but the community has just been very embracing, very supportive. My mother comes down and visits, and she just loves it here. She says, oh my goodness, you know, everybody's really super nice and very cordial.
Farah Mahmoud agrees that people in Decatur have been accepting of the Muslim community, but she still worries about the impact of the current political rhetoric.
I have a son, he's 16 years old, he was born in Springfield, Illinois, and when he hears things like, well, you know, I think we should ban Muslims, he is taken back by it because he's never experienced racism. So this is his first taste, I guess, and it's sad because I feel he's as American as everyone else.
Behind the heated political remarks aimed at Muslims is the fear of attacks by groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And while the topic wasn't raised during our conversation at the mosque, it's something with which Decatur's Muslim community has had a difficult firsthand experience. 6 years ago, a man named Michael Fenton, who had converted to Islam while in prison and was worshiping at the Decatur Mosque, tried to blow up the Springfield Federal Building. His plans failed because the supposed Al-Qaeda operative he worked with was actually an FBI agent. Fenton pleaded guilty to the attempted bombing and is now back in prison. His failed bombing attempt came as a shock to members of the Decatur Mosque, including Dr. Rana Mahmoud. He's the man you heard leading prayers at the mosque earlier. I got back in touch with Dr. Mahmoud after my visit to the mosque. He said that nothing about Fenton at the time suggested that he held views that would lead to violence. And he said that other prison converts to Islam that he's met are regular, peace-loving people. Mahmoud said that however Fenton became radicalized, his views run counter to what is taught at the mosque, which he refers to with the Arabic word masjid.
I think coming to masjid for all the people who convert from the jail or from a criminal background, the masjid offers like a heaven to them, you know, come and shape your life, go on the straight path. But the other extremist ideology, I don't know whether they get from the internet or some other places, the masjid has absolutely no connection or any control whatsoever.
Despite fears that people in Decatur would turn against the mosque because of the Michael Fenton incident, Dr. Mahmoud says people have remained accepting of them. And aside from the recent harassing phone calls to the mosque, the Muslims I spoke with there all say they've found Decatur generally accepting of their community. Patty Ramsey says her friends have gone out of their way to tell her that the recent political rhetoric targeting Muslims is something they don't agree with at all. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.